We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Paul Charchi now joining us. Charge, I got to tell you. So I put out the word on Facebook last week and I said, hey, look, I've got five people that are, you know, including myself, that is our staff, and we need a house. So somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody from the Twins contacts me and says, hey, I got a condo. It's got four bedrooms and the whole thing, and we're going to put it on, you know, I think it was Airbnb or something like that. Anyway, he said, oh, okay, what's your budget? I said, about $2,500. Okay, great. He thought I meant per night.
Yeah, it's welcome to the Super Bowl, right?
So, wait a minute.
Yep.
So, tell me where the village of
Coon Rapids.
Coon Rapids is.
It's a northern suburb, and it's not a luxurious northern suburb, but it's not a dump. And so, you know, you wouldn't be walking anywhere. I'll put it to you that way. But, you know, you wouldn't be, like being downtown or anything. But
you could
do worse.
Okay, so it's about 25 minutes outside of town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I got a beautiful five-bedroom house there for about $2,000.
For the whole week?
For the whole week. For 10 days.
What? Jeez, that's
10 days.
A deal.
So,
you
and me and my staff, and my assumption is Roxy is still Roxy, correct?
Yes.
Okay, correct. I just want to make sure there. The whole deal, and all on that Saturday night when we arrive, let's do that.
Let's do that, for sure.
Manny's here. He comes. Book that reservation now, because you know it's going to be packed, Kat.
That's a tough reservation.
We're going to be there the week before, though. We're going to be there the week before.
Before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that'll be a lot easier then. All right, let's firm that up, because I can definitely make that happen.
We roll into town late on Friday night, the 26th. We will be there to do dinner with you on the 27th.
Got it.
All right. Book it.
I'm making a note.
You're the man.
27th Manny's Steakhouse. It's so good.
It's like seven or eight people. We're going face first, like we're going to the electric chair later that week.
I love it. 27th.
Right, there you go.
Okay, done deal.
All right, good stuff.
What is the mood? What's the mood in the greater Milwaukee area?
Well, it throughout Packer Nation, it was like the air went out of the balloon, and then people kind of got past numbness, and now they're into, well, let's see what he can do, you know, that type of thing. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Well, take it from me. You know, we're used to running our backups out all the time here in Minnesota. It's the bad part is, and you don't have to deal with this and haven't had to for the better part of 25 years, you never know when your quarterback's going to lose a game for you. And that's not even in the mindset of Packer fans, but that's the mindset of, you know, for most of us, is our quarterback can go out and go lose a game for us. He can have a three-interception game like Brett Hundley just did. And so, you'll have to sweat that now. I'm not evaluating Hundley much on what we saw last week, because such a tough spot to be in, right? You're coming cold off the bench. You've never gotten starters reps ever, really, at any level, practically, since college. And now you got to go against a ferocious defense. Your tackles get knocked out of the game. It was, asking him to do anything there was going to be awfully tough. This is this matchup. I want to see him get rid of the ball a lot faster. I think there's going to be a ton of timing stuff. Are your tackles going to play, by the way? Where do we stand on that?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Right?
Nobody really knows right now. I mean, the injury report is there's 14 guys on the injury report this week.
Lord.
Brian Bulaga is back at practice, but limited at this point. You've got also David Bakhtiari limited with that hamstring. So he said he could have kept playing had it been like a playoff game, but he said something wasn't right, so the medical staff pulled him out. So who knows? And even if they do play, they're not going to be back to 100%.
No. And now, you know, you hate to have your first start quarterback, first ever start, and he may not have either tackle or they're going to play hurt, which puts him in a tough spot. It's going to be a lot of short stuff. I don't think we're going to see many, you know, long setups, you know, 3 second drops, you know, finding guys downfield. So we'll see. It's a tough spot, obviously. And I've downgraded for fantasy purposes. I've downgraded all my Packers a fair amount, but not still got good grades. Jordy Nelson's my number 11 receiver this week. I mean, I still think there are opportunities here, and especially against the same secondary that's at best average.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's still opportunities here.
Let's get to it. Let's go to Dan listening to us in Managua. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. I'm in a bit of a conundrum right now, I guess you could say. I had Jordy Nelson and Devontae Adams on my team, and the guy that was throwing him the balls on my team was Aaron Rodgers. So my team is kind of in a weird flux state right now. And so now I'm running quarterbacks out there, streaming quarterbacks, and I'm stuck between Marcus Mariota going to Cleveland this Sunday and Tyrod Taylor playing at home against Tampa Bay. I also picked up Brett Hundley too, but I think I'm going to just kind of wait and see with that. So I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thanks, guys.
No problem. Mariota's your guy for sure. It's Cleveland. No team's giving up more passing touchdowns than the Browns. No team's giving up more rushing touchdowns to quarterbacks than the Browns. So if Mariota's hamstring's okay, that's always a threat. They've also allowed multiple touchdowns to every quarterback they've faced. Mariota is a really solid start here. My number 7 quarterback this week.
Let's go to Dan listening to us in Oconomowoc. Dan, welcome to the program. And the Bill Michael Show. Got a question for Paul Charchian.
How you doing, guys? I need 3 out of 4 players. Michael Crabtree, McCaffrey, Doug Baldwin, and Doug Martin.
I'm going to throw Doug Martin out of that mix. And by the way, love Crabtree tonight. So you want to be sure to get him into your lineup for tonight's game. Martin is... gotten 13 and 14 carries since his return. I was hoping to see more. And he goes up against the Bills' run defense that ranks 5th in yards allowed, 7th in yards per carry. So I'm lukewarm on Doug Martin in this one, and I like all the rest of your players. So I'm going to go with those guys.
855-830-8648. We have another segment with Paul Charchian coming up. Get your fantasy football questions in. I have a question coming to us from Conover, Wisconsin. We'll start out with that coming up next in the Bill Michael Show. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Don't forget, tonight, going to be at the Light Palace over in Cudahy. And we don't get over to Cudahy very often, so come on out tonight. The Bill Michaels Huddle back out on the road. 6 to 8 tonight, our guests are Kevin Holden from CBS 58. He will be there. And from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, our flagship station out of Milwaukee. Bart Winkler, co-host of The Morning Show, he is going to be there tonight as well. Bud Girls are going to be there getting you registered for the big screen TV that we're giving away at the end of the season. From the big flat panel that we're giving away. Aren't all TVs flat panels now, I think, pretty much? So I shouldn't say flat panel anymore. You pretty much know what it is. But that is all from our good friends at Chris and the gang over at ABC Audio Video, who have a brand new website. Check that out as well. And Chris does such great work, just such great home installation work. It's phenomenal. Paul Charchian joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And so I got this question.
Wait, I wanted to buy a tube TV. But yeah, where do I go for that? Like, I want to
antique store, dude.
I want to hook up my Sega Genesis. You know what? Now what? you can't even do it on a new TV. You'd have to. I don't even know what you do. Man, the stuff. The kids have no appreciation for what we put up with. Remember, we were excited to get like a 28-inch TV. You're like, oh man, it's like being in the movie theater. 28-inch TV. Holy
right.
cow! You know, this is epic. Now look. Yeah.
I know. I get it because, hey, right now, man, it's just a great big flat panel. It's just a whole wall. I get it.
It is.
Fantastic. I got an email here, and I had to find it because I did not know where Conover, Wisconsin was. That's like by Land O'Lakes, way the hell up. I mean, there's polar bears and mounties that are up there. I mean, that's way up. So I had to get to this. So this is from Nora. And Nora says a fantasy football question. She says, listen every week, and she knows one or the other, Carson Wentz or Kirk Cousins.
Oh, I like that. Carson Wentz is my number 5 quarterback. Kirk Cousins is my number 6. So I like them both a lot. And obviously they graded out very similarly. I'm going to give Carson Wentz the edge here. He goes up against the Redskins. They're ranked 21st against the pass, and they're now without Josh Norman. Last week, they played San Francisco. The Redskins did. C.J. Beathard in his first ever game against Brian Hoyer in his last ever game combined to roll up 280 yards against the Redskins. And Carson Wentz, by the way, 300 yards passing in both of his matchups with the Redskins last year as a rookie. And Wentz is so much better this year. It's one of the big underreported stories this year is how good Carson Wentz has become. He's turned into a roughly top 10 quarterback, and we're not even talking about it.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. So let's get back to the phone calls, because I wanted to make sure we got Conover, Wisconsin in, because that takes effort to listen to the program way up there. Back to it. We go to Dan listening to us in Oak Creek. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Defense, Eagles, Chiefs, or Falcons?
Eagles, Chiefs, or Falcons? All right, let's see. Eagles, Chiefs, or Falcons? I'm going to take... When I'm picking defenses, I almost always try to find who's got the wobbliest quarterback that I can take advantage of. And so, you know, a lot of times that's, you know, that's a good guide because your quarterbacks make the mistakes that you need. And I take the Chiefs and Justin Houston, and Derek Carr has not played particularly well, and he's one sack away from E.J. Manuel coming back in with that bad back. So I'm going to take the Chiefs on that one. Thanks.
There you have it. Let's go to John listening to us in West Dallas. John, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, what's up? I got three receivers. Davante Adams, Terrell Pryor Sr., or Rashard Matthews. I need two of them in a PPR league.
Boy, Terrell Pryor has been so disappointing, and it feels like a great matchup for him, but I say that every week. Every week I'm like, this is a great matchup for Terrell Pryor, and this is the week he should finally break out. But it'll never seem to matter. And I'm really frustrated with it. So he's got an Eagles defense that ranks 28th against the pass. They're bottom three rankings against opposing wideouts in targets, catches, and receiving yards. So it ought to be a good matchup with Terrell Pryor. But I say that every week, and it never pans out. He's my number 31 wide receiver, and he is the odd man out.
Got one here from Rice Lake. Hilton, Hogan, or Alshon? Said thanks from Rice Lake. Just need one.
I'm nervous about T.Y. Hilton. He goes up against Jacksonville. It's the number one pass defense in the NFL. He can't go left or right when he plays outside. That's A.J. Bouye and Jalen Ramsey. Probably the best duo of cornerbacks in the league. So I've got T.Y. Hilton down at number 23 this week.
There you have it. What else do we have here for you? Let's go back to the phone calls. Andy's listening to us in Appleton. Andy, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Looking to fill a flex position. I got Chris Thompson, or do I trust Stephon Diggs?
Diggs isn't going to play. In fact, let me give you a little Minnesota intel here. I think it's extremely likely that Diggs will not play this week. He will not play in the London game, and then it's the bye week, and then he'll be back. So actually you might even want to look into trading him now if you need wins over the next couple of weeks, because I don't believe he's going to help you for 3 weeks.
That's not good news. Appreciate it. Let's go to Andy listening to us in Kenosha. Andy, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man.
Good. Hey, I'm about wits end with Amari Cooper. That being said, in the flex, do I start Amari Cooper or do I start Tevin Coleman this week?
Tevin Coleman, for sure. No team gives up more yards to running backs, total yards to running backs, than the Patriots. And Tevin Coleman still heavily involved in that offense, especially through the air. So I would start Tevin Coleman. Here's the bet on Amari Cooper. And really, anytime you've got a receiver playing, Kansas City is, you got to know who's going to be on the Marcus Peters side of the field and who's going to be on the easy side of the field. Michael Crabtree lines up 70% of the time on the easy side of the field. That puts Amari Cooper on Marcus Peters, and that means the bounce back is not coming this week for Amari Cooper.
There you have it. Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz? That's Jim from Melrose.
I already talked about Carson Wentz and how much I like him, and I'm sticking with that. Russell Wilson is about, let's see, five spots lower, but let's just chat on Wilson for a second for others who may have him. He faces a Giants deep pass defense that's allowed 328 passing yards and almost 2.5 touchdowns to opposing quarterbacks over the last week. And Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie is coming back, so that helps. Also working in Wilson's favor is you get C.J. Procise back, pass catching back. Doug Baldwin should be healthy. Jimmy Graham's got an awesome matchup. So I do like Russell Wilson quite a bit in this game, but I'm Wentz here. It's a great opportunity for him.
Good stuff as always, Charge, and call Manny's. Make the reservation, dude.
I'm going to do it. The 27th table for 8.
Perfect.
I'm going to get it squared away.
Perfect.
Thank
We're
you.
Looking forward to it.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. There you go. Paul Charchian from LeakSafe.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.